A well-known Sydney bodybuilder has died after collapsing in a sauna in Thailand. Doctors say the 23-year-old had an undiagnosed heart condition, but some say a growing obsession with body image is dangerous.
To his 80,000 fans across the world, this was Ziz. But while holidaying in Thailand last week, he collapsed in a sauna and died. It's caused an outpouring of grief online. His brother Syed posted, "RIP brother, I love you so much. It wasn't supposed to be like this." Last week, his training partner and brother pleaded guilty to possession of an anabolic steroid. Experts say there's growing pressure on young men to look fit.
All right, what's going on, you guys? Nick here with Nick Saying the Power. So I wanted to do a countdown of the top 10 bodybuilder deaths from heart attacks. So sadly, heart attacks seem to be one of the leading causes of death in bodybuilders. And unfortunately, there are many, many, many more bodybuilders than just 10 that have died from heart attacks. This is kind of like a cautionary tale. Although bodybuilding, you know, it's incredible to watch. It's very entertaining. And these guys are pushing their bodies to the absolute limit. It's important to remember that this does come at a price and there is a heavy risk to it. And anybody that says there isn't a risk to taking steroids or becoming a professional bodybuilder, they're just simply wrong because, I mean, the numbers don't lie. Not only have all these bodybuilders died of heart attacks, but most of them have died in their 40s or even in their early 30s. Most of these guys didn't even live till 50. So these are some very sad stories.
If you eat properly, get your rest.
Words to live by, considering Bernardo Lapayo of Mesa was born in 1901 and has lived to be 110 years old. Bernardo tells me he's never been sick a day in his life. He walks every morning and eats mostly organic fruits and veggies.
People ask me, what do you do to stay so young? I say, well, you've heard the old saying, I know you have, you are what you eat.
So what's Bernardo's secret? Five foods: garlic, honey, cinnamon, chocolate, and olive oil.
I'm 98 years of age, and I practiced cardiothoracic surgery until I was 95. I first tried to be active by working around my yard, doing my pruning of my bushes, and I mow my own lawn, and so I try to get a little exercise doing that. I try to maintain a calm approach to the problems of life and not worry and fret over problems that come along. I get a good night's sleep, and if I feel like it, I take a nap during the day. So I really try to be calm, as careful as I can in preserving what energy I have.
I can't believe I'm actually saying this, but an athlete is planning to wed his blow-up doll. Yuri Tolochko and his girlfriend Margot recently got engaged. Congratulations are in order for the happy couple, but there's one thing to note. She's not real. She's a blow-up doll. But Yuri treats her like she's the real deal. He maintains an Instagram for her, found her some real friends, and treats her like an actual person.
Look at this dude. Wait till you see the... No. Look at the top of his head. Back of his neck looked like a sirloin steak burger. Oh, he tried it.